Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is July 29th, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. My computer is acting up, so if you hear like a motor or something, that's just my computer. I think it's about to die, so I don't know. I have to use one of the other ones, but I just wanted to let you guys know that. Lead off question, man. And this is like out of the realm of normal stuff that I talk about, but it was just something that the first thing that pops in my mind, I just write it down on a piece of paper as far as like topics. And it's, why did God make busters? Not busters, busters. You a buster. And the Urban Dictionary defines this as, a buster is somebody who ruins things. let's see. Poser, wannabe, one who fronts, a person who can't hold his own, always getting punked out. Not cool. Someone with the ability to work but who refuses work. Someone who depends on others to get by. A buster is some fool you and your peeps don't know. Used in a sentence. Who is that buster trying to crash our party? So I say that because I have to be real careful, because I know of some people who I work with that might be listening to this. I really don't care, but I'm not going to say the name of my job. I'm not going to reference any names, but we got some busters at my job, man. Like, you know, it's the workplace. I cannot like you. Just man to man. Like, when it's man against female, that's a whole different animal. But just when two men dealing each other, when I'm dealing with another dude on the job, I can just overlook everything except for you putting your hands on me. I can't overlook that. But you know, emotional men, you know, come on, man. Like, what kind of man are you? I just walk away. Like, it's just, men are not supposed to be that way. Highly emotional creatures. No. 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 And then, you know, somehow, some way, violence is like the macho way to go. I mean, whatever, man. I'm pretty sure that the people that listen to this podcast on a regular basis, you know what I'm talking about. People that just cause problems in the workplace because they have nothing else going on in their life. I don't care if you just go home and stare at the wall on your days off. That's better than coming to work and causing problems for other people. Just for pure entertainment. So really, it's a workplace buster that I'm talking about. You know, just pathetic. So I don't know. I think the work from home stuff is going to take off at least for the rest of this year and the early part of next year. I might get in on that. Because it's just, the ridiculousness in my workplace is just, it's just, you know, it's just reaching extraordinary levels. I mean, almost comical. It's so funny that you just gotta walk away. So, I don't know. Let me know what you think about that segment, man. Alright. Next segment is entitled Wild Adventures at Wally World. And we know what Wally World is, right? It's just like, man, I don't want to, I accidentally said the name of the real name of the place, and I don't want them to like come after me when I say something negative, but it's just like when you go there, you just try to get your stuff and get out, and it's just like, it just, sometimes it just feels like you trapped because you trying to leave and you go down one aisle, it's like six people on that aisle, then you go to the next aisle, you're trying to leave. Six people on that aisle. It's like you're trapped. And then people just have no like traffic etiquette in that environment. It's just like you got your cart and you're just, you know, pushing it and you have no regard for other people. So, you know, when I come to the end of an aisle, I try to look both ways. Make sure ain't nobody coming. I just don't zoom out there and potentially hit somebody. But you got a lot of people that just will just fly to there and just, if you're not looking, they'll hit you with the buggy, man. And then, I don't know. I mean, you'll have some, it's crazy, a person will come in the place with a mask on, and then they'll get in the store and pull the mask off, and none of the employees will say anything. So it's what's the point of even having someone at the door if there's nobody walking around the building to enforce the mask policy? I don't understand. It's kind of like just a backwards thing to me. But I kept mine on and I feel okay. I don't have any symptoms. And you know, I was leaving and they got one side closed, so it's one way in, one side coming in, one side going out of one like entrance. You know, it's two entrances when you go to Wally World. They got one taped off and the other one they converted to enter and exit. So when I was leaving, these three old ladies was just like going as slow as could be, and it was like 97 degrees and you could just feel the heat coming outside to the inside in that breezeway area when you come in. And I just went out. I was trying to go out the exit way, and the little greeter lady, you would have thought I was trying to run out with a TV, how she jumped out in front of me and threw her hands up, back over there. She didn't say that, but that's how she did her. If you can visualize it, she just threw her arm out, pointed her finger, get back over there. I was like, I'm pointing at the old ladies. I say, you see how slow they going? Come on. But you know, going to the super center, man, it's crazy. It's literally crazy, man. So let me know if you go through anything similar like this. All right, getting to the Florida State stuff. Kalen LeBourne dismissed from the team. And I know you guys already know this. I'm not trying to break news. I don't break news here. I just give my opinion. You know, Kalen LeBourne has just been like a knucklehead his whole career, man. I thought maybe, you know, he had matured and he could have put everything together this upcoming season and potentially, you know, been a early round pick in the NFL draft. But I mean, he just can't get right, man. I mean, virtually, I mean, his whole career, he's been in the doghouse. And when he's not been in the doghouse, he's been hurt. So I don't know, man. I'm always going to pull for the player, but you know, I just thought he could have put it all together this year. I really thought that with Cam Akers leaving, he was going to step up and do all the right things and, you know, be in the right place and do what he needed to do to be one of the leaders on this team. You know, he was supposed to be one of the leaders on this team, and then he gets dismissed. So wherever he goes, wherever he ends up, I hope he has success. I hope he continues his football career, and I just hope he can get his mind right and stay out of trouble and quit doing whatever he did to get kicked off this team. So let me know what you think about Kalen LeBourne, man, getting dismissed from the team. With leading into the next segment, which is entitled, is Jashawn Corbin running back one? He has to be. He has to be running back number one now. I mean, I think virtually all Anthony Grant is gone. Kalen LeBourne is gone. Like I said, I don't rate freshmen, but what's his name? Tua Philly. He's gonna have to step up, man. So he with Kalen LeBourne gone, that's more opportunities for him. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. But I think, you know, you go into the season, if we're gonna have a season. I mean, the state of Florida is, 9,000 cases yesterday. You know, Florida's on fire, man, with COVID. It's like anywhere that has beaches is pretty much on fire. California, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, anywhere on the eastern seaboard where there's beaches, is like those places are just flaming with COVID. So I don't know if there's going to be a season, but if there is, Jashawn Corbin has to be the guy. Has to be. He's the most experienced running back on the roster at this point. So, and he can do a multitude of things. So I just, the question is, who is backup going to be? The scat back from the junior college, I can't think of his name. Tua Philly, Sheffield, and I think it's another guy that played in the Arizona State bowl game, the Sun Bowl. So we'll just have to see how this shakes out, man. Last segment for this episode, what is going on at Florida State? Like, how does Kalen LeBourne get kicked off the team during a pandemic? What did he do? You're supposed to go to practice, quarantine. That's all you got to do, man. Anthony Grant gone. I mean, I know every year you have turnover on football teams, college or pro, but you know, then you got the Norvell debacle a few months ago with the whole George Floyd thing. So I don't know, man. I'm just like, you know, where we're supposed to be coming together as a unit, it's just like every month it's been some kind of nonsense. Losing guys, not getting guys. You know, I just, maybe they, as much as I want a season, to be played, maybe it would be in Florida State's best interest not to have a season, just from the respect that if we can't put a quality product out there, we probably don't need to have a season. And, you know, say what you want about Kalen LeBourne, man. He showed you what he could do on that one play against Virginia Tech a few years ago. And I was hoping this year we could have got that guy. But I don't know where the program is right now, man. I know the defense is going to be better than it has been in a while. Offensively, I don't know what we're going to be. I don't know if we're going to be a passing team, a running team. You know, everything is going to be dictated by offensive line play. So, let me know what you think. You know, what's your current view on the program as of July 29th? All right. That's going to conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.